Welcome to Table Talk, a place for honest conversations and getting to meet friends. I am Betsy Thompson here with a sweet friend, Julio Garcia. Thank you for coming and hanging out today. Y'all, you're going to enjoy getting to know Julio. He is on staff here at Sagemont. He is one of our pastors here and is over connect groups for Sagemont and Cointreau.
That's correct.
Right. In Cointreau. Sagemont and Cointreau. And so you help run all of those connect groups for our Spanish speaking side of Sagemont. Even just before we even jump into your story, you might say, Sagemont has a Spanish ministry? We do. And it's big and it's great and it's awesome. Right. And so, really pay attention today. Share it with your friends. We have Julio. We have Pastor Lazaro, an amazing team over there that does such a really, really good job. So excited for y'all to get to meet Julio. So Julio, how long have you been at Sagemont? Just because you were a member that came on staff.
That's correct.
So how long have you been here?
Roughly about 10 years. About 10 years.
Okay.
10 years.
I came
here in April 2014, so time flies.
Okay, so right at 10 years.
Correct.
That's amazing.
Ma'am. It is.
Okay,
it is.
So how did you end up at Sagemont?
That's an interesting question because it just happened that I was looking for a car.
Okay.
Even the color. I was looking for a Toyota Camry, beige. And it just happened that the person who had the car for sale was a member of Sagemont.
Okay.
So the magic question says, hey, I gave him a call. So I say, I like the car. We agree on the price, and basically my question was, where can I see the car?
Yeah.
And he says, are you familiar with the church with the big cross? I says, sure, I'm stay close by. And so we agree on the price. We agree on the day. It was a Sunday, I remember. So I came over to drive the car.
Cool.
And the rest is history. Well, actually, he invited me to church. He asked me, are you attending a church? I says, yeah, I do, but in the process to look for another church.
Okay.
So he just said the question, well, why you come over and just visit us and see what you think? It's basically what happened.
That's amazing.
It is.
So you were at another church, but we're just looking.
I was in the process of looking for another church.
Yeah, looking for another church.
Right.
That's amazing. And so you came the first time.
Uh-huh.
So, gosh, were we in the new building?
Yes.
10 years? Yeah, I guess 10 years ago we were.
Yeah, I think it was like about 2-3 years after you moved from the HOA to the new building.
Yeah.
So
that's amazing. So came to church. Was Brother John preaching?
Yes, definitely. It was an amazing story. I still remember the day, like it was last week.
Yeah.
We still had the parking for, we call for first-time members.
First-time guests, yes.
So my wife and I feel so special.
Right.
I mean, can you see the picture? There I am driving in Sagemont Church, and I see the people directing traffic and everything. Mm-hmm. They ask, are you first-time members? I said, yes, I am. So they direct me to that particular parking spot.
Mm-hmm.
In the process, someone was waiting for us in the small car. So I go like, am I the president or something?
Right,
like
that? Yes.
So
that's so great.
That made me feel so special. I mean, the welcome team, which was just overwhelming.
Yes.
And a lady was playing the piano somewhere in there.
Yes.
And Alan, which I forgot to mention the name, Alan Schuber, and his wife, David.
Okay.
Debbie is the one who invited us over. He was waiting for us in the the main entry with a big smile. And the good thing about caught my attention is, again, the welcome team go far and beyond. The greeters, and needless to say, the first class he took me was a steward and check class.
Mm-hmm.
And to my family and I, that was the first time we was exposed to the expository teaching, which was new to us.
Okay.
We were getting used to it.
The verse-by-verse really broken down teaching,
correct. And then, obviously, Brother John preaching, which is amazing.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. It was so exciting. And, here we are.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So you're married?
Yes, I am.
Okay. What's her name?
My beautiful wife, my queen, Carmen. And I have two princes. The oldest one is Natalie. I don't know if I should say her age. She will be mad at me if I say how old she is. But anyway, Natalie's the oldest one. And Stephanie, Julissa, the little one.
Okay.
Yes, we have two.
So
my queen and my two princes.
I love that so much.
Yes.
And so they came with you 10 years ago. They all came. And so y'all have been here. And going to church, Chuck and Stewart's class, all of that. Tell me a little bit about just, because you said you were at a church before.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me just, when did you meet the Lord? How long have you been walking with Jesus?
Well, it started like a small town in Mexico, because I'm from Mexico.
Okay, so you're born in Mexico.
I'm born in Mexico. And so I was exposed to the gospel at a very young age. I remember my mom reading her Bible on a regular basis, praying. So that's what I'm saying. I was exposed to the gospel. And I think I was about age of 16 when I first got, well, not first, but what I believed.
Yeah.
And got it baptized.
Oh, that's 16. Great.
And it's been a few months ago.
Just a couple of months. Not that long ago.
Not really. But yeah, I'm very young age. I want to say probably over 30 years or so.
That's amazing.
Like that. So it was amazing.
Did you, when you were that 16, 17, 18-year-old boy, did you ever think you would be in ministry?
Not really. But one thing, now that you ask, Betsy, one thing that I always had a desire to read God's Word. It was probably it may sound kind of unusual, but I have such as a hunger. I mean, I was so passionate about reading God's Word.
Yeah.
But no, I don't. Well, no, back then
I didn't think that.
No, I don't think that.
Me either. It's okay. You never know what God's going to do, right?
That's true.
You never know where he's going to take you. So,
right.
How old were you when you came to the States?
I was 20 going 21.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
2021.
Awesome. Right. Always Texas?
Always Texas.
Always Texas.
Proud.
Okay.
Yes. I'm proud to be a Texan.
Proud to be a Texan.
In Houston.
Yes.
In Houston.
And so I know you worked at... Is it Intercontinental or
actually,
Hobby?
Actually, it's a company. Well, it's an organization. It is called Houston Airport System.
Okay.
Meaning that we charge of three airports.
Okay.
Ellington Field, Bush, and also Hobby Airport.
Okay.
So I stayed with them for almost 28 years.
I was going to say, I knew
finally
you were there a long
time. Finally, I retired.
Yeah.
Right. So after 28
good.
Years.
That's amazing.
It is,
and
yes.
So you were still working for the Houston Airport system when you came on part-time staff here at Sagemont,
that's
right?
True. That's true.
How did that happen?
Well, that was really hard for me because I have a crazy shift, first shift, I still remember, 4 o'clock in the morning to 1:30 p.m. And then what I used to do, I used to come straight from my job to the office and stay like 2-3 hours or so a day. It was a challenge. I mean, I used to be so tired back then.
Absolutely.
And, but yeah, it's, I did it for about 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what I did.
Tell us a little bit about just the Spanish ministry in general.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I think that's really neat about it is how many different nationalities are represented in our Sagemont Encuentro.
Yes, it's interesting that you ask, because somehow people have the belief that when we say Latino or Spanish, it's just Mexico.
Mexico,
which is not the case. We have different nationalities, like you just mentioned. For instance, we have people from Central America, countries like El Salvador, Nicaragua, Honduras.
Mm-hmm.
We basically have families from there, from Colombia, Argentina. I'm not remember anyone from Brazil just yet. Maybe come anytime. Chile. And but to answer your question, probably about, I want to say anything from 12 to 13.
Yeah.
Different
Which is so cool.
It is.
It's really cool. Neat. Y'all do a, I think it's once a year where y'all do a thing where you celebrate all
the
different nationalities and cultures, and everybody, they dress up and there's food, and it's so neat.
It is,
to look at that.
We call that Hispanidad. It might be hard to pronounce that.
Okay.
And what just means is just like you just said, we just get together and everybody bring a small, like, food, like the specialty, they have different names. For instance, in Mexico, we may call tacos, and Colombia would take arepas and so forth. But it's a lot of fun. It's different cultures. And it's amazing how in the Latin America country has different food and different music and you name it. So, but once a year we do that.
Yeah,
yes,
which is so fun. And I think it's really neat because if you look at our zip code right here around Sagemont,
that's correct.
We have a large population of Hispanic families and from all over the place.
That's correct.
But that live here. And I love so much that this can be that community neighborhood church for them to come to. And it's been really fun to watch y'all's that ministry inside of Sagemont grow.
Yeah. It is. Yes, it's amazing.
It's been so fun.
Yes, like I mentioned before, we are about 300 people.
Yeah.
And we go anywhere from 270, 320, so forth, but basically about 300,
which is
it. I mean, it's a mid-sized congregation.
It's really, really great. And so at 11:15, y'all have a service that is in Spanish. Pastor Lazaro preaches and worship and all things. It's a beautiful service. I always encourage people, go down. It's so fun. It's just wonderful.
Yes.
But at 9:30, there are connect groups.
There are, right.
And that's what, in your position, you are over those connect groups. And this summer, this is one of the big things here on Table Talk that we're talking about this summer, is taking that next step to get plugged into connect groups. Mm-hmm. And we want that across the church. And I wanted to highlight that y'all, there are classes that are in Spanish.
That's correct.
Because I want to make sure people know about all the different little intricate things that Sagemont so beautifully offers together. And so tell us a little bit about what different classes are there at 9:30.
Yes. So we currently have five classes.
Okay.
We have, let me see if I remember correctly, because five is too many. No, that's not the case. We have one class called Messengers, another one, Legacy. We have Ambassador of the Kingdom, we have Disciples, and that probably is another one. But we have, yes, Legacy, Disciples, and Perspective. That's what I was
missing. Perspective, that's
so five
one,
classes, right. Yes, five classes.
Yeah, so there's don't y'all have a women's class anymore? Or is it all, are they all couples, or men and women for
men
all of them?
Or
for men and women?
We
okay.
do have the midweek for women's ministry.
That's
as
right.
As well as men's ministry.
That's
but
right.
But it's not really part of the connection group.
Right,
it's
yeah.
just a study group.
The studies.
Apart. Right,
mm-hmm.
right.
Yeah, and so y'all meet, all of those classes meet at 9:30.
Mm-hmm.
And all of our service and our classes meet down in the Hughes Road Auditorium.
That's correct.
In the big auditorium, but then also the classes are all around there, upstairs and downstairs.
Right, right. We have different
and so if people are coming, they can park on that Hughes Road side of Sagemont, come in those doors, and y'all have greeters, and you have people that'll help you get all the places you need to come. So we always say it's, you know, if you come in the church lobby doors, it's real far.
It is.
It's real far.
It is,
you'll
right.
get your steps in. But so if you want to come, or if you want to bring friends or family, park down toward Hughes Road, walk in those doors. People are there to help you find your way and get connected.
That's correct. That's so easy. I always tell the people, like, imagine yourself be like in Bayview Mall, which is just across the street, right? So you don't worry about it. Either way, it's good to park, like you say, it's an HRA. Obviously, the first time people ended up parking
wherever.
And it's funny because like, I don't know where you park. Where do I park? So, well, I wish I can help you out, but at least give a direction. It was close to the cross.
Right.
And, but yeah, I mean, it's all connected. It's a good thing about
it. Yes. We will help you get, we will help you find where you need to go. We'll get you where you need to go.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that I wanted you to talk about is we can say it tons of times, get in a connect, get, you know, take your next step, go to a connect group. The first question most people will ask us is why?
Yes.
Why is that important? If someone were to look at you and say, I come to worship on Sunday, why should I come earlier for a connect group? Why is that important?
Well, it is important because the reality is we are a mid-sized church. We're, like I said, it's about 300 in attendance. So it is hard to get it to know every person. We think about every particular Sunday, we spend more than 20, maybe 1 minute. The classic question, hey, how you doing? Hey, nice to see you. And that's it.
That's right.
So it's almost impossible to know. 300
to really
people
get to know
once.
People. Yeah.
I remember Brother John used to say, as good to, actually, he used to say, a church, a small church inside a big church.
Absolutely.
And that's the only way to get to know everybody and to minister, for instance, everybody. That's the first question, actually, to get to know brothers and sisters of a congregation. Another good reason, and in my opinion, is the most important reason, is one of the best way to grow spiritually.
Love that. Dig into that a little bit more. Why?
Because the only way to grow spiritually is through Jesus. I mean, through God's word.
Yeah.
Now, can you imagine a particular worship Sunday, and Brother Levi is preaching, and he may mention a word that I cannot understand. Well, I cannot just raise my hand and say, excuse me, Pastor, can you repeat that? No, I don't recommend you. Like Pastor says, eyeball to eyeball, I don't recommend you to say that. To
maybe
do that.
Don't do that,
I don't recommend that.
Right.
Now, it's not the case for a connection in a class.
Yes.
If the teacher is talking about a particular topic. I mean, as a matter of fact, they encourage.
That's right. Teachers love that.
Teachers love that. Yes. It's the best way to learn is asking questions.
Ask questions.
So it's nothing it's the best way to learn in a class environment.
Mm-hmm.
So it is important for that. You can be exposed to God's word in a unique way.
Yep.
Also, in that environment, you have other people who may be attending that particular class for many more years than you.
Mm-hmm.
And like you mentioned, we have different steps, like Pastor Levi says.
Yes.
Connect. Well, actually, worship.
Worship.
Connect, grow, and go.
That's right.
The thing is, I cannot go minister people if I'm not growing in God's word. So it is imperative, in my opinion, absolutely, to attend those classes.
Yeah, there. I love that.
Yes.
And I think that it's the growing in knowledge, but mm-hmm. it's having people that are going to pray with you.
Right.
And
correct.
That you get to pray with. Mm-hmm. It's accountability.
It is.
Somebody's going to notice if I'm not there.
Mm-hmm.
Not in a bad way, like people are going to hunt you down. But there is, y'all, we all know,
right,
accountability
right. That's true.
Is a really good thing, to be like, somebody is waiting for mm-hmm. me. Also, it's a great place to serve.
Definitely.
It's,
yes.
I mean, because it can be as simple as standing at the door and saying hello to people mm-hmm. as they walk mm-hmm. in. But if you're in those smaller groups, you have all these opportunities to serve inside of that group,
right,
as well.
Right. And also, as we know, every single believer has at least one spiritual gift.
Sure.
No one can say, no, I don't have any spiritual gift. So, on the other hand, nobody has all the spiritual gifts.
Mm-hmm.
So, I may have one spiritual gift that you don't have, and vice versa.
Absolutely.
So, being in a class, I've been, you know, it's a good way for you to minister in
yeah.
different areas, and
mm-hmm.
the same way with me. So that's what I'm saying. Keep emphasize is the only way, in my opinion, to really grow spiritually.
I love
so
that.
So you are not attending a Connect Church. You are yeah. missing so many
Come jump
things.
In. Come
yes.
jump in. And I will say, this is true for all of the Connect groups.
Mm-hmm.
You can try one out and then try another one
That's
out.
True.
It
yes.
doesn't. You don't have to stay in the first one mm-hmm. you walk into, you know? And so there's 5 different ones.
Right.
You can try different ones. It's okay. Like, we mm-hmm. encourage you, because we'd
right.
rather you find the right one and get plugged in than go to one and be like, well, this isn't the right one. Now I don't want to come anymore. So
that's right.
you can
yeah.
try them out.
And that's good. Like you said, it's just like, it's like a buffet. I mean, you just try whatever
yeah,
you want.
Yeah, go
everything.
And try.
And but as a matter of fact, it's what I do to the first time when we have a visitors. That's what I encourage them. Like, look here, just try this class, and next week try another one.
Yep.
And then you just made up your mind. You want to come back to the first class, second class, whatever.
Right.
So
do
yes.
that. Mm-hmm. And one thing I think is really cool, and I want you to talk about this, mm-hmm. is as we're saying, try this class or try this class. You can go, because we have confidence in the teaching
mm-hmm.
that it's theologically correct.
That's true. Yes.
And so we can say, try this one, try that one, because we know the meat is the same in all of them.
Mm-hmm.
How it's presented maybe looks a little bit different.
That's correct, yes.
One of the things I wanted you to talk about, because I think it's really cool, is mm-hmm. we don't just say that, we're not just like, oh, they're great theologians. Like, you spend time
mm-hmm.
with those teachers.
I do, right.
I know y'all were you going through systematic theology?
That's yes.
Okay. Uh-huh. So listen, systematic theology is about this big of a book, like sideways, not up and down.
Yeah,
it's a huge
yeah.
book. It's a seminary book that
is,
people
right.
go through.
Mm-hmm.
And I love y'all, so purposeful
mm-hmm.
for you to say, hey, Sagemont needs to make sure
mm-hmm.
that if we're saying, we're putting the stamp of, we trust this person to stand up and lead
right.
and teach God's word,
mm-hmm.
we want to make sure they know
mm-hmm.
God's word, and that
yes.
you spent Thursday evenings
yes.
Pouring into and going through this book with mm-hmm. the teachers.
Right. Like you said, we want to make sure we are on the same page.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, as a matter of fact, the name of the book is Grudem, which is a theologian. And because we worry about our doctrine, I mean, the theological basic doctrine. So what I do is every other, actually, we changed to Wednesday. So every other Wednesday
okay.
from 6:30 to 8, that's when I spend time with our teachers and directors
so
and everything,
good.
Just to make sure, like, they're doing okay, that they may need some
mm-hmm.
help and
right,
everything.
Right, sure.
And so we have a lot of respect for people. And meaning that, can you imagine, let's see the picture, midweek, most people, everybody, I mean, we work, right?
Right?
From 8 o'clock to 5 o'clock, we're tired. So to me, it's a lack of respect, like, don't give them what they need as far
right.
as God you know, God's wars and everything. Mm-hmm. So yes, it's what we do.
Yeah.
You know,
it's what that's right. Do. I think it is a very respectful thing. If people are going to give up their time on a Sunday morning mm-hmm. to come at 9:30,
same things, right.
We want to make sure mm-hmm. that there is something prepared. There's right. something that's going to help you grow, that you are going to dig into God's word, that that's it is going right. to be truth. And so mm-hmm. it isn't taken lightly. It
no,
is.
No.
We are very serious and purposeful uh-huh. with all of the classes and how yeah. they are, how right, they are run.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Like Pastor Levi says, and the way we go, expository preaching, expository teaching is the best way. Mm-hmm. I go forward to say, it's like one of the preachers, Steve Laus on RC and you name it, they even go forward and say, hey, if it's not expository preaching, it's not preaching.
Hmm.
Well, it's hard to do expository preaching. It's hard to,
sure.
to do, but it's the only way. God presented God's word the way it is.
Yeah.
Not what I think about this topic, but what the Bible says.
Right,
this is the first question we always have to come in our mind. It's what I think, but what is it? What the Bible says about that.
Mm-hmm.
So we are so intentional
right.
in that sense.
Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love that, y'all.
Yes, ma'am.
Get involved in a connect group. Come get involved
yes.
in a connect group. And one thing I asked Julio to do is because, y'all, we want you to use Table Talk for you to gain knowledge, but also for you to use it as a tool. Mm-hmm. If you have family, friends, neighbors that you're like, they would love to know this. I asked Julio, I said, will you just give an invitation mm-hmm. To come on a Sunday morning in Spanish so that if you have a relative, a neighbor, somebody that
yes.
their heart language is Spanish, that you can share this with them and they can hear it in their own heart language.
Okay.
So I was going to ask you to do that.
Okay, sure. Let
yeah.
it go. 1, 2, 3. Solo para aquellas personas que nos escuchan, les queremos extender una invitación para que todos los domingos a las 9:30 tenemos 5 clases que usted puede escoger. Así que le invitamos a que venga y juntos aprendemos la palabra de Dios para crecer espiritualmente. Así que me dará gusto mirarlo. Los esperamos. Bendiciones.
Awesome. Yes. And y'all, look for Julio.
Yes.
He's down there. If you have questions, you can call the church and ask for Julio, and he mm-hmm. can answer any questions you have about getting plugged in. Listen, if you have kids, there's childcare mm-hmm. on Sunday mornings for your children, so you can go to Connect Groups and to worship. We have that great, amazing childcare.
Right.
And so if you have questions, if you have concerns about any of that, please reach out to me, reach out to Julio. Mm-hmm. We really would love for you to come and join us in a Connect Group. It's not just the next thing to do. There's such purpose behind it. It's such an important next step in your walk with Jesus is, like Julio said,
yes.
to get in a class and dig into God's word is so important. We highly encourage you to come and do that with us. If you have questions, let us know. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me.
You did a great job.
Thank you.
I knew you would. Hey, thanks for hanging out with us today, and we will see you next time on Table Talk.